Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. The film Wind River, currently in theaters nationwide, is set on a reservation in Wyoming. Taylor Sheridan wrote the screenplay and directed the film, which centers on U.S. Fish and Wildlife agent Cody Lambert, played artfully by Jeremy Renner. However, the film's narrative moves forward following the recovery of a body of an American Indian 18-year-old woman and the subsequent investigation. Several notable actors, including Graham Greene, Tantu Cardinal, and young Martin Sensmeyer, add to the talented acting credits. The film will reside in the minds of audiences long after the credits have run, but tribal communities know all too well this story to be a severe reality. FuturesWithoutViolence.org reports that data gathered by the U.S. Department of Justice indicates that Native American and Alaska Native women are more than 2.5 times more likely to be raped or sexually assaulted than U.S. women in general, and at least 70% of the violent victimizations experienced by American Indians are committed by persons not of the same race. On Saturday, September 30th, the Keweenaw Bay Indian Community's Office of Violence Against Women and the Baraga County Shelter Home will host the 9th Annual Domestic Violence Walk and Event. The title of this year's gathering is Nimi Gimiwan, Dancing in the Rain, and it is designed to bring about mindful awareness about the issues surrounding domestic violence. One of the invited guest speakers is Grammy Award-winning recording artist Star Naia. Naia, who grew up in Detroit, developed the Healing Power of Music program with the objective of traveling to reservation communities in an effort to build safe communities for Indian youth. Registration to participate in the walk will begin at 10 a.m. on that Saturday at the Niwinakia Recreation Facility in Baraga, and opening ceremonies will begin at 11, immediately followed by the community walk. A community feast, invited speakers, and small group workshop activities will round out the day's events. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.